Welcome to 9-to-5 Mac Daily for Friday, August 30th, 2019. I'm Chance Miller. Today's episode of 9-to-5 Mac Daily is brought to you by OmniFocus for the Web from the Omni Group. Apple yesterday confirmed its September 10th media event for the iPhone 11 announcement. And ahead of that event, we continue to learn more smaller details about the upcoming iPhones. While the shape of the overall iPhone body is not expected to change this year, we are expecting some tweaks to the back of the phone. Of course, the biggest change here will be the new 3-lens camera bump on the iPhone 11 Pro, but also new color options and matte glass instead of glossy finishes. Photos posted to SlashLeak now show another small design change. The Apple logo has been moved downwards and is now centered vertically and horizontally on the back of the iPhone. The logo has likely been moved to accommodate that larger camera bump. If it had been left in its original location, there wouldn't be much padding between the bottom of the camera and the leaf of the Apple logo. The placement of the logo may also act as an indicator for users who want to take advantage of bilateral wireless charging on the iPhone 11. It is believed that the iPhone 11 will support reverse Qi charging. This means that you could simply place your AirPods case on the back of your iPhone and charge the case that way. The current Qi charging coil in the iPhone is centered, so the Apple logo would be a perfect match for that alignment. Apple could tell users to simply place their AirPods case on the Apple logo on the back of their iPhone 11. It has also been rumored that Apple will remove the iPhone branding from the back of this year's devices. This would mean that the back of the iPhones would be completely bare of any branding apart from that Apple logo, which means it would make more aesthetic sense to truly center it this year. We already know a lot about what to expect from the iPhone 11, but over the next week and a half, we would not be surprised to see more smaller details such as this continue to leak ahead of the September 10th event. In other news, if you're a Plex user, the popular media server platform, the company has announced a new partnership this week that means you'll soon be able to access a package of movies from Warner Brothers via the Plex app on iPhone, iPad, Apple TV, and more. Starting later this year, all Plex users will be able to stream a collection of Warner Brothers feature films for free directly in the Plex app. The availability of these films through Plex joins existing content options such as Tidal, music streaming, TV, news, podcasts, and more. These films will be supported with ads, but they'll be completely free for all Plex users, regardless of whether or not you're a Plex Pass subscriber. Plex explains that this partnership is the latest example of its evolving role in the media industry. In a statement, Keith Valerie, CEO of Plex, said that the goal of this new deal with Warner Brothers is to counteract the ongoing push of paid streaming subscription services in the media industry. Plex's hope is that having free-to-watch movies available in the Plex app will make it easier for users to get all of their streaming content in one place. Further details of the Plex-Warner Brothers partnership are unknown at this point, such as film availability and release dates, but we should learn more in the coming months. Today's episode of 9-to-5 Mac Daily is brought to you by OmniFocus for the Web. OmniFocus for the Web is the new browser-based companion app to the popular professional to-do list manager previously available for Mac and iOS. With OmniFocus for the Web, you can now access your to-do lists from any web browser on any operating system. That will come in handy for the many users in work environments where the Mac and iOS apps can't be installed. The new web version includes all of the core features of the OmniFocus experience and syncs with the OmniFocus apps on your Mac and iOS devices. To learn more and to try out OmniFocus for the Web today, go to omnifocus.com/9to5web or hit the link in today's show notes. My thanks to the Omni Group for supporting 9to5 Mac Daily. To round out this week, let's check in with Trevor Doherty from 9to5 Toys for details on some of the hottest deals leading into the Labor Day weekend. Trevor?
There are a number of notable Apple-friendly deals as we head into Labor Day, headlined by the Best Buy 3-day sale, which includes discounts on MacBooks, Apple Watch, iPads, and much more. Amazon is currently matching many of these prices, making it a great time to upgrade to some of Apple's latest devices. One notable standout is up to $1,000 off various MacBook models. You can save upwards of $900 and then clip the on-page coupon for an extra $100 off. Various iPad deals start at $249, and Best Buy is still taking $70 off various Apple Watch Series 4 models. You'll find all of the best deals throughout Labor Day weekend over at 9to5toys.com, and make sure you're following us on Twitter at 9to5toys so you don't miss out on any of the action over the long holiday weekend.
Other things new on 9to5Mac include the latest episode of the 9to5Mac Stack Trace podcast with John Sandel and Guy Rambo. We've also got an incredible look at Nike's futuristic Fit Adapt self-lacing shoes, which can be controlled by both Siri and the Apple Watch. Check out both of those stories at the links in the show notes below. That wraps up another week of 9to5Mac Daily. My thanks to the Omni Group for supporting the show this week. If you like 9to5Mac Daily, it's very helpful to us if you subscribe in Apple's podcast app or Overcast or wherever you listen to your podcasts. As always, we'd also really appreciate it if you left us a rating and review of 9to5Mac Daily in the podcast app to help more people find the show. You can read all of these stories and more on 9to5Mac.com, follow me on Twitter at Chance H. Miller, and be sure to come back on Monday for a new week of 9to5Mac Daily.